Build deep and complete.
Do you know of the water of life?
What's the big idea?
What's the big idea? Original again. Start from the heart. Not up to indeed. I see, I find. Mathematics, matrix, institutes, patterns. 1, 2, 3. You learn how to read.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being. Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being.
My task, as indicated in the program, was to address the issue, the statement, the title, From Mystery to Mastery, A Call for the Reclamation of the Secret Keys. And I want to try to carry you through a conversation that I've been having with myself in the form of that concept of From Mystery to Mastery. And I want to talk about mystery and then talk with you about the charge for how do we encourage ourselves to move to mastery. What is the mystery in this called melanin? I would like to direct you to the book of Knowing the Evolutions of Ra. And in the book of Knowing the Evolutions of Ra, we are told the story of creation, which says, I am he who evolved himself under the form of the god Kapera. I, the evolver of the evolutions and developments which came forth from my mouth. No heaven existed and no earth, and no terrestrial animals or reptiles had come into being. I formed them out of the inert mass of watery matter. I found no place whereupon to stand. I was alone, and the gods Shu and Tefnut had not come forth from me. There existed none other who worked with me. I laid the foundations of all things by my will, and all things evolved themselves therefrom. I united myself to my shadow, and set forth Shu and Tefnut out of myself. Thus, from being one God, I became three, the Holy Trinity, the mystery. The mystery, from mystery to mastery. I had in my head the task that I was going to spell out somehow by digesting all the elegance and excellence that has been presented over the last 2 to 3 days, the research implications and applications of melanin. And since I consider myself a scientist and an initiate, I thought I would talk about epistemology and then talk about some methodology and try to show how we can use this stuff, because those are the things that I know. And this melanin stuff that has been going around is, and I've heard everyone say that, you know, I got a message, I had a dream, I had a thought. It came to me. And so I sometimes would sit and quietly say, these black folks is really getting high in here. You know, we better be careful, because we may just surprise ourselves. And thought about it. And then this statement came to me. And actually, I literally got up with the sun this morning and tried to write it down, because I wanted to decide I wanted to use it with this discussion. And the statement was that melanin is a molecule in metaphor. Melanin is a molecule in metaphor designed to draw our attention to the mystic keys necessary to set our minds in motion. Melanin is a molecule in metaphor is designed to draw our attention to the mystic keys necessary to set our minds in motion. And all these M's started messing with me a little bit, and I started getting melanin and mystic and metaphor and motion and mind and Malcolm and Martin and Medgar and mother. And so I shall present to you From Mystery to Mastery. A mystic, I need to give you some definitions because they're important that we, as Professor Wimby pointed out, not be bound by the definitions of other people and their interpretations. And sometimes we get confused because we hear words and we give them the definitions that we've been trained in. But a mystic is simply one who has an immediate and constant rapport with the divine. It is us, because that divinity is melanin. Think about it. A mystic is one who has an immediate and constant rapport with the divine. We cannot be any more immediate and have any more constant rapport than we have with ourselves, other than when someone defines us away from ourselves. Next definition, power. Power is nothing more than the ability to define reality and to have other people respond to your definition as if it were their own. Power is the ability to define reality and to have other people respond to your definition as if it were their own. Some people somewhere define melanin as a deficit. Some people somewhere convinced us that the pigmentation that was in fact our essential in wrapping was a negativity. And when we believed that, they had power over us. Second definition, conceptual incarceration. Conceptual incarceration. There are concepts that we use as scientists, as thinkers, that are alien to our fundamental nature. And those concepts lock us up. They literally put us in jail. They prevent us from understanding the reality that we are trying to deal with. Conceptual incarceration. Concepts can prevent you from understanding reality. And in effect, as Professor Wimby pointed out, European concepts can prevent us from understanding African reality. We have to always question the concepts. We have to recognize that you are always limited in what you can know by what you do know, even though you may not know what you know. You're always limited in what you can know by what you do know, even though you may not know what you know. It is the hidden that is what we may not know, what we know. The third and final definition, which I want to put out as a guide for my discussion, is the issue of culture. Culture. Culture is a process which gives people a general design for living and patterns for interpreting their reality. Culture is not the stuff that we just see as manifestations of how people dress or how people eat. All those are part of culture. But the fundamental essence of culture is that it is the process which gives people a general design for living and patterns for interpreting their reality. When I wrote this theory of differential self-realization based upon melanin, I was attempting to try as a good thinker to try to give some clarity to why white folks and black folks were different. And it probably was a good exercise for a young scholar, because when you're a young scholar, you don't have much to do, and you don't understand what the more serious questions are. So when we spend a lot of time trying to define why white folks are the way they are, that's important to do as an exercise for a young mind. But in doing that, it became very clear as I dealt with issues of the phylogenesis of human consciousness and looked at the fact that when we talk about consciousness, we can see consciousness arising out of the actual evolution of the species, that what this is that I am is part of my consciousness. We can also look at consciousness in terms of its ontogenetic basis and realize that consciousness reveals itself, human consciousness reveals itself in the development from the ovum to the completed organism. And what is the constant ingredient in that process other than melanin? And finally, we can look at human consciousness in terms of its autogenetic basis and recognize that man's consciousness takes shape as a consequence of our confrontation with existential acts, that the environments that we find ourselves in also shape our consciousness. In dealing with all of that, it became very clear that the mechanism that has been designed is designed to understand both its internal being, its internal essence, and the external or alien reality. And so I posited as a kind of differential self-realization that the way we realize ourselves is through knowing the external, and the central nervous system is designed primarily to do that, to allow us to know the external. But there's also something that allows us to know both the external and the internal, and that I posited was something called the essential melanic system, that melanin enwraps us both internally and externally. And that to be a human being, I even went so far and so be so brash as to try to develop a little lightweight formula. So I had CSN plus EMS equals HB. that was getting down. I don't know what that was. But CSN obviously means the central nervous system, and EMS means the essential melanic system, and HB means the human being. And so I argued that the central nervous system plus the essential melanic system equals a human being, and therefore concluded in my best Aristotelian logic that to be human is to be black. To be human is to be black. And as I went to proceed and sat at the foot of all these great minds of melanin, they told me a great many different things about melanin. Melanin being critical to human life, melanin being critical to the evolution of the brain and the central nervous system, and melanin being found in all the essential organs of the body, and melanin being in fact related to the organization of the brain, and at the pineal gland and the limbic system and the substantia nigra and the locus coeruleus are all central to what we are as human beings, and they are all critically dependent upon melanin. And finally, I came across a very obscure old book that talked about something called innate releasing mechanisms in the human being, in all living systems. And this innate releasing mechanism found it be very interesting because it may have something to do with melanin, and I've been playing with it for a while now, and I want to suggest to you a possibility. Innate releasing mechanisms are those inherited structures in the nervous system that enable an animal to respond appropriately to a circumstance never experienced before. And these structures, these innate structures, are called innate releasing mechanisms. And in the text, they tell us that you can look at the fact that a baby chick, when first born and coming out of its egg, if you take a cardboard drawing of a hawk and fly the shadow over the chick will know what to do because the hawk is its predator. And so the chick, without having learned, will get its butt away, find itself some brush and hide. Or you can take turtles who will be born and they will immediately turn themselves around 360 degrees and head for the ocean because the sound of the water is a stimulus that allows them to do what is appropriate in experiences that they've never experienced before. And so I thought for a while that possibly melanin might serve as an innate releasing mechanism in the human system, that melanin might be the inherited structure in the human being that enables the human to respond appropriately to circumstances never before experienced. And that in this notion of innate releasing mechanisms, there are some things called sign stimuli. And the sign stimuli, the shadow of the hawk is a sign stimuli, the sound of the ocean is a sign stimuli. So then possibly there are some sign stimuli that we can identify and work with that will cause melanin acting as an innate releasing mechanism to respond appropriately to circumstances that we've never experienced before. Because obviously we're not responding appropriately. Obviously we're not responding appropriately to racism. We're not responding appropriately to economic oppression. We're not responding appropriately to political exploitation. We're not responding appropriately to even developing our own children. So maybe there's something here in this melanin as a innate releasing mechanism that all we have to do is to explore and find those sign stimuli. Is it in the song? Is it in the dance? Is it in the mind? The sign stimuli that will cause the melanin to respond appropriately. And I think it is. I think it is found in our signs and in our symbols. The problem is that we have been looking at, studying, learning, and obeying other people's sign systems, the sign systems of the aliens. Now, we have to be real careful here and real clear, because it's probably our last chance to get it right. And when we look at the issue of symbols and signs in the ancient ways, we find that symbolisms and symbols were the ancients' intuitive vision, and they approached the world through their own intuitive vision. We approached the world knowing that to know was attitudinal, not factual. That we approach the world knowing that the attitude that as we looked at the signs, we would in fact be able to read the phenomena of nature as symbolic writing. Every sign in the universe is an alphabet in the symbolic writing of the universe. And so our task as scientists is to study the signs and to become capable of revealing the forces that are represented by the signs. Every sign in the universe is an alphabet in the symbolic writing of the universe. And so our task as scientists is to study the signs and to become capable of revealing the forces that are represented by the signs.
Build deep and complete.
Do you know of the water of life?
What's the big idea?
What's the big idea? Original again. Start from the heart. Not true indeed. I find. Mathematics, matrix, institutes, patterns. 1, 2, 3.
You learn how to read.
Classic.
Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Rebuilding education from an African place of being. Welcome to the Black Open University Show. Building education from an African place of being.